In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. The public got a chance to ask public health officials questions for the first time today about an ongoing standoff involving a case of tuberculosis at an immigrant detention center in Aurora. CPR's health reporter John Daly listened in.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirmed there was a TB case at the Geo Aurora ICE Processing Center in June. During Friday's town hall, Adams County Health Department officials answered questions from the dozens of people who joined a Zoom call. Many asked about the threat to the public, with one wanting to know how long it would take for someone to die from TB. Dr. Wendy Bamberg is the county's chief medical officer.
It's not common, but we do see deaths from tuberculosis. But generally, we're talking about months to years.
ICE has said they removed the detainee with TB and that there's no longer an active TB case at the facility. It has not allowed a public health investigation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Fremont County-based agricultural equipment company is adding about 20 new jobs with the support of a state initiative. The water management company Steady Flow is now part of Colorado Rural Jumpstart. The program provides grant funding and tax benefits to incentivize economic development. The company is located in Canyon City and manufactures flow control gates for irrigation and stormwater. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock.